Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. The family of chemicals known as PFAS has shown up in drinking water in a number of communities in Michigan. In Parchment and parts of Cooper Township in Kalamazoo County, residents have been told to stop using their tap water because of PFAS. And last night in Battle Creek, residents turned out for a public meeting about PFAS contamination that may have been caused by firefighting foam used at the military base there. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman has been following these stories and was at the meeting in Battle Creek last night. Good morning, Bryce.
Good morning, Doug. How's it going?
Fine. Let's start in Kalamazoo County. Give us a summary of where things stand in Parchment and Cooper Township.
So it was announced late last week that the water in the city of Parchment was also being affected by PFAS, and that also affects neighboring Cooper Township. The state then soon issued a state of emergency declaration, and like I said, it happened late last week, and by Friday morning, families were able to get cases of bottled water distributed to them.
And there's a public meeting for Kalamazoo County residents tonight, is that right?
That's right. The DEQ and Kalamazoo County Health and Community Services Department will be holding a public meeting at the Haven Reformed Church in Kalamazoo from 5 to 8:30 tonight. The first hour or so is going to be an open house where residents can talk to officials one-on-one and get some of their questions answered, but then it's going to be followed by a presentation. And at these town halls, officials usually stick around for a little while after to answer further questions.
Bryce, as I mentioned earlier, PFAS contamination is turning up in more and more places. What kinds of products contain PFAS, and what are the risks of being exposed to it?
So PFAS chemicals are actually in lots of products. What we're seeing in Michigan is that a lot of the water contamination is caused by AFFF firefighting foam, which is used on lots of military bases, or it was used on lots of military bases until about 2015. But it's also in a lot of waterproofing materials. So if you ever owned a waterproof raincoat or umbrella or boots, there's a chance that PFAS was used to treat those products. But it's in so many other things like fast food wrappers and some stain-resistant carpet cleaner. So it's really pervasive.
And that firefighting foam is part of another situation that you're following involving PFAS in Calhoun County, which borders on Kalamazoo County. What is the situation in Battle Creek?
Yeah, so in Battle Creek, the situation is slightly different. The state tested about 61 wells near the Air National Guard base in Battle Creek because of the firefighting foam. The state kind of knew to test a lot of military bases, and only one private well was found to have high levels of PFAS, but it tested nearly six times the EPA advisory level.
And tell us about the meeting you attended in Battle Creek last night. What did officials have to say to the residents?
Well, First Lieutenant Andrew Layton actually said that the military is prepared to help out.
We're looking at the attribution for contamination. The Air National Guard is committed to providing those alternative sources and working with our agency partners as needed, absolutely.
So Andrew Layton there confirming that the Air National Guard would be willing to pay for fresh drinking water if the testing shows that the base was to blame. What did residents tell you when you spoke to them after the meeting?
So, like many town hall meetings about PFAS, some residents left with some lingering questions about health effects and the time frame for when the state and local officials will know more. But officials made it clear that they're going to keep them updated every step of the way.
And Bryce, what's next in Battle Creek?
Well, the DEQ is going to continue testing the groundwater around the base based on groundwater flow, and the military is waiting test results from their own base. And those results should be back by the end of summer.
Okay, that's Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman following the situation with PFAS contamination in a couple of different locations in the state. Bryce, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.